Every day we're hearing about foreclosures and evictions, about people getting tossed out of their homes during this economic crisis. Here in New York City, there's a band of 48 marshals who evict people for a living. They do more than 25,000 evictions a year. WNYC's Elsa Chang spent time with one woman no New Yorker ever wants to meet on their doorstep.
When you look at Ileana Rivera, the last thing you think is this is a woman who throws people out of their homes.
Well, they knock on the door, right? It's city marshal, open the door. And, you know, they either come to the door or they don't come to the door.
Maybe some people come to the door only after they glance at the little Puerto Rican woman smiling outside. Rivera's barely 5'2". She's 33 and quite pretty. Then you look down and see a black handgun holstered to her hip right next to her cell phone.
I get a lot of, you're the marshal? That's what I get. And it's like, you know, if I have a driver with me, they'll talk to him before they talk to me. And I'm like, hi, I'm over here. The one with the badge. Yes, that's me. They're like, oh, I expected a big, tough man. I'm like, well, you got me.
But in her third year on the job, Rivera's become one of the busiest marshals in New York City. But many longtime New Yorkers have no idea what people like her do. City marshals are technically public officials. They're appointed by the mayor to a 5-year term and regulated by the Department of Investigation. But they don't get a city salary. They're like bouncers for hire, private entrepreneurs who are paid directly by landlords and lenders that need to carry out evictions. They also tow cars and collect money judgments for litigants. Rivera says it's a hustle to keep her business afloat, so she works around the clock.
Thank you.
Today, she got up at 1:30 in the morning to tow cars for 12 hours.
We start picking up cars at 3 in the morning, and I just finished about 3 o'clock.
On Wednesdays and Thursdays, she gets up at 5:45 to do evictions all day. Then she tows cars until midnight. Friday is her slow day. She just works from 8 to 5.
I'm actually used to it, and when I don't work the double shifts, I go insane at home.
But some New Yorkers think a marshal with a conscience would work a little less these days. The advocacy group ACORN is calling for a 1-year moratorium on all foreclosures in the state and for all city marshals to stop evictions immediately. This afternoon, they're gathered in front of the office of the marshal they say has done the most foreclosure evictions in the last year. ACORN member Jean Andre Sassine says the group handed the marshal a piece of paper today.
An eviction notice given to the marshal with the charges inhumanity to families and communities in New York City. It's symbolic of what's happening to the community, the way they're being bled and slashed by these evictions, bleeding the life out of our community.
I asked Sassine, other leaders at ACORN, and members of 4 other housing advocacy groups if they've ever heard of any time a marshal has mistreated someone getting evicted. No one had anything. In fact, they use words like professional and disciplined to describe marshals. Still, ACORN protesters think a marshal with a heart should turn down eviction business during these hard times.
He's paid. He's a contractor. He doesn't have to execute an order. He can pass it on to the next guy. And if they keep passing it on and passing it on, then it doesn't get followed through and these people get to keep their homes. And the reality
when Rivera later heard that suggestion, she just shook her head.
That's impossible. I wouldn't even know how to answer that. I mean, how do you tell your clients I'm not doing evictions?
3 years ago, Rivera says she never dreamed she'd be evicting people today. She didn't even know what marshals did. Rivera was a secretary for a labor union and a single mom with a teenage son. She was tired of sitting behind a desk. She and her boss saw an ad in the paper, and they both decided to fill out the 20-page marshal application.
I was like, they'll never pick me. What do I have? You know, I'm just a secretary. And we both got called for the first interviews, and I got called for the second interview, and they sent him a letter. Thank you very much. We have our candidates.
When she got the job, she joined an eclectic team, a former exterminator, a registered nurse, an accountant, and ex-law enforcement. Still, her mom didn't think she would fit in.
You have a great heart, she would tell me. This is not for you. She was like, are you crazy? That's basically it. Are you crazy?
Her mom was afraid for her safety. 2 marshals had been shot. Another was beaten and set on fire before he was killed trying to evict a woman in Brooklyn. Rivera says she's often had to call for police protection during a job. Once she found 12 snarling Rottweilers at a house, and she gets no shortage of verbal abuse.
All the bad words, of course. How could you do this? How could you do that job? That's such a nasty and horrible job. And, you know, but it's not that.
Rivera says people forget eviction orders don't come from marshals. By the time a marshal gets involved, an eviction case has already wound its way through the court system for months. Marshals are just the last people a person sees before losing a home.
We're not here to hurt people. Everybody sees us as, you know, we're the messenger of misery. You know, we're there to tow your vehicle, to throw you out of your apartment or your house, and it's not just that. We're just the middleman. We're just there to do a job.
Well, it's a really lucrative job. Rivera's eviction work doubled in the last year, reaching close to 1,000 cases. Evictions are now 70% of her business.
These are the monthly evictions. So we get them scheduled just the month of March. This is the 21st, 22nd.
Each eviction brings in about $200. Rivera didn't want to say how much she earns in a year, but the Department of Investigation says most marshals make a hefty six figures. A few of them even gross several million. Rose Gilhern is the department's commissioner. She says becoming a marshal is a competitive process, and the city doesn't pick just anyone out to make a quick buck.
The committee and DOI are looking for people who are mature, who have a calm demeanor, who could handle volatile situations, someone hopefully with some business background, perhaps some background in law enforcement or accounting. These are sensitive situations, and you need really someone who we can trust and have confidence in, can handle those situations in a sensitive way.
Sensitivity barely describes what it takes to do this job. Every day, Rivera's walking into some of the most painful moments of people's lives. She says when she puts on a marshal badge, a shield goes up and she becomes a totally different person. But when you watch her talk about her work, it's like she's still trying to decide how human she's allowed to be, doing a job so many people find reprehensible.
I get a lot of, you know, what about my children when I'm doing evictions and their parents with little kids? And I just simply have to tell them, but your kids are your responsibility, not mine.
At her Bay Ridge office, okay. Her staff members are locking up, ready to enjoy their evenings.
Okay, very good. Bye
now. On the other hand, Rivera's been in the field for 14 hours and still has a few more to go with piles of paperwork in front of her. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.